Well, welcome in tonight to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, going to be with you over the next 2 hours. And I tell you what, big-time changes have taken place since I've been on vacation. I am so excited to be back and gearing up for the start of a brand-new college football season. Of course, in a few weeks, we will be set for kickoff. And tonight, you know what, we're going to open up our very first show on SB Nation Radio. We're going to head out to the SEC and shine the spotlight on the Auburn Tigers and provide a complete 2016 preview. And we're also going to walk down memory lane. We're going to take a look back at some of the most memorable moments in program's history and a gentleman who has been there every step of the way. He is amazing. Delighted to have with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is Rod Bramblett. He is the lead announcer for Auburn Football Broadcast and just released his new book, Touchdown Auburn, Carrying on the Tradition of the Auburn Tigers. Welcome to SB Nation Radio, Rod.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you.
We're excited about this visit and, of course, to highlight your new book. But first and foremost, I know Tiger fans, they're anxious to get your perspective. Give us the pulse on the Tigers and what we can expect this season, because how optimistic are you that you guys will be better than that disappointing 7-6 season last year?
You know, I think the way the season ended last year was big. A bowl game win in Birmingham, I think it kind of I get catapulted Auburn into the off season, and I think, you know, Auburn typically, for whatever reason, does better when those expectations are a little bit low, and obviously they're lower than most would like. But when I look and I've been out practice several times, you know, listen, Gus Malzahn is a great offensive mind, and he's among the best out there. But I tell you, when I watch this team, I think the strength's going to be its defense. I mean, it has a chance to be as good as it's been in 9 or 10 years. They're deep across the defensive line. Secondary should be among the best in the SEC. So I think you have to start there with this Auburn football team. And then over on the offensive side, you look at Gus's track record, and last year offensively, Auburn was not that great. So you look at his track record, and it's hard for me to believe that you'll go 2 years in a row and see Auburn's offense sputter like it did last year.
Well, Rod, what about the impact of losing their starting running back in Javon Robinson and after his dismissal? Can you kind of give us some insight on perhaps what happened there?
Well, I think it was just a case of a young man not following the rules. I'm not sure, and I really don't know all the details. I really don't, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but the impression I get is a young man that just didn't meet the standards. I think Coach Malzahn and his staff, after a disappointing year last year, said, listen, we're not going to have any distractions. No distractions. We're all going to be on the same page. And, for Javon, I don't think he ever was quite on that same page. I think he had some opportunities to get back in the good graces. But at the end of the day, they just felt like, you know, we can't let whatever is going on linger any longer into practice. We're getting ready for a football season here. We've got to be on the same page. So, I don't know if it was one thing or a multitude of things. But, you know, for Gus Malzahn to make a statement, that's a statement. When you cut loose the guy that, you know, on the depth chart going into the season is going to be your number one guy, you make a statement by cutting him loose, that's, you know, that says something about the direction you want to go. And that you know, you truly don't want any distractions. You want everybody moving in the same direction. And I think that was the case there.
We are so glad you're with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio. You're listening to the Big E Sports Show and the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He's the author of his new book, Touchdown Auburn, Carrying on the Tradition of the Auburn Tigers. We're going to get into that here momentarily as we continue to go one-on-one with Rod Bramblett. And you're talking about Javon Robinson, his dismissal. I mean, so who's going to step in and fill his shoes? I mean, what kind of depth do they have at the running back position, Rod?
Yeah, it does hurt a little bit. It certainly does, because Javon was an SEC caliber running back. He showed flashes of it last season. But I tell you, waiting in the wings is a young man from up in North Alabama, the Huntsville area, by the name of Kerryon Johnson. He is a I don't know how many of your listeners remember Carnell Williams from back in 2003, 2004, but he's that kind of running back. I mean, he's a guy that can make you miss. I'm not sure I would call him a power back, but he's got the ability to break tackles, and he has breakaway speed. I think he's the next in line, but they also have a couple of others. And And a kid by the name of Cameron Petway, who's a big, strong, physical kid. He's probably, he's closer to being a fullback than he is a tailback, but he's probably a little undersized to be a fullback. He's a guy, and I was watching him the other day at scrimmage. He's a guy that when Auburn gets inside the five-yard line, there's no reason for them not to score six. He's a guy that's not going backwards. He goes forward, and he's a real power back. And they have a couple of freshmen as well. Kid by the name of Cam Martin, who was a late addition from Baylor after they went through their situation. And Malik Miller is also another freshman. We'll see how they play into it. But, you know, in this league, you better have three, if not four, guys you can lean on because it's such a physical league. And I think, you know, while the margin of error is certainly smaller now for Auburn at that position, I think they're in pretty good shape.
Hey, we're zeroing in on the Auburn Tigers. We're going to talk about Rod Bramblett's brand new book, Touchdown Auburn, carrying on the tradition of the Auburn Tigers here in just a moment. So break down the schedule. They hardly ease into the season. They open up, from what I understand, September 3rd against Clemson. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, you look at the only the only good thing about Auburn's schedule
is what?
Is they start with their first five games at home. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thing. You know, that is a good thing. You start the season with the defending national runner-up. You finish the season at the defending national champion with Alabama. And in between, you get LSU and Texas A&M at your place. That's good. But you have to go to Ole Miss. You have to go to Georgia. And as I mentioned, you go to Alabama. It's as tough a schedule as I can remember. And you know, even, gosh, I think second week of the season, it's Arkansas State. And you go, well, that's an easy win. And it probably should be a win, but Arkansas State is favored to win the Sun Belt Conference. So they're certainly a quality opponent. It's a brutal, brutal schedule, but thank goodness the first five are at home. The first three are at night, which Auburn always plays better at home at night. So, you know, there's some things in Auburn's favor, but, you know, there's no doubting the schedule is just brutal.
It's such an honor to have with us right here at SB Nation Radio, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Hey, he does it all. He's the play-by-play voice for not only football, basketball, and baseball. Rod, you must have a great wife.
Well, bless her heart. She's my high school sweetheart. We've been married 27 years coming up in a few weeks, and we have two wonderful kids. And you know, the best thing about my home life is that no one in my house, not my wife, not my 17-year-old daughter, not my 12-year-old son, really could give a rip about sports. So it's great to be able to come home. It's great to be able to come home and not, you know, you don't have to live it when you get home after a tough loss, you know. So she's wonderful. But, you know, I get to do what I love to do. It's something I've always wanted to do. And to be able to do it for my alma mater makes it even more special.
Oh, so let's transition and let's highlight your new book titled Touchdown Auburn, carrying on the tradition of the Auburn Tigers. And I tell you what, it is jam-packed with so many memorable moments, and we will never forget the 2013 Iron Bowl as the Auburn Tigers executed one of the most remarkable plays in college football history. I know exactly where I was when that play went down and I listened to the call. It was awesome, Rod.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, that play was I guess the catalyst for the publishing company giving me a call and about 6 months afterwards and saying, hey, you should write a book about
just one more thing to do.
yeah, just write a book about, and they were I think initially were thinking, all right, write a book about the amazing Georgia finish 2 weeks before, and then of course the Alabama finish that you just mentioned. And I just flat out told them, I said, listen, you're not gonna get a book out of that. And I said, I'm not even sure if I can write a book.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sat and pondered it for about 9 months, and initially I just did not want to do it. But my wife, who couldn't give a rip about sports, finally told me. She said, listen, you will regret not doing this one day. And she said, what better time to do it? So the approach I took was, hey, it's not going to be an autobiography. It's going to be a collection of memories and stories and columns and things that I felt like the Auburn fans would enjoy reading, reliving moments, seeing what's happening behind the scenes at some of these amazing games. And you know what? It was a chore, but it was very rewarding once it was done.
It is titled Touchdown Auburn, carrying on the tradition of the Auburn Tigers, from our good friends, the publisher at Triumph Books. Congratulations, Rod, on the book. And we look forward to open invitation. We would love to have you back. We can talk some more about the book and, of course, getting the pulse on your Tigers, okay?
Anytime. My pleasure.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio.